We get the hour underway by welcoming into the program a pair of talented folks who are teaming up in a wonderful collaboration. One, an Academy Award nominated actor and writer. The other, a talented actor, comedian, who has put together a wonderful one-man show that will be performed on Long Island at the Landmark Theater on Main Street in Port Washington this Friday night, called Till Death Do Us Part. You first. We are pleased to be joined by Chaz Palminteri and Peter Fogel. Gentlemen, thanks for being with us.
Hi. Good to be here.
Good to be here. Just a quick note, the Friday night performance is just about sold out, but good news, to celebrate Valentine's Day weekend, I'm going to be at the Regent Theater in Arlington, Mass., which is right outside of Boston, for four shows starting February 14th through the 16th. So people up in the Northeast area, we're celebrating a weekend of love and laughter at the Regent Theater, that's spelled T-R-E, up in Arlington, Mass., right outside of Boston.
Well, that's great, and we'll talk more about that in a little bit. Peter, let's start with you, and can tell us a little bit about what the show discusses.
Well, it's the story of a baby boomer who looks exactly and sounds like me. It's me, who has a fear of commitment with his girlfriend, not wanting to marry her, and the kickoff point is that she dumps him on Valentine's Day, which is sacrilege. And I am visited by a mystical surprise visitor who shows me the errors of my ways of why I have a fear of commitment, and he tries to help me look at myself. So I basically go back to the scene of the crime of all my past romantic disasters to figure out why I can't get past this block. And what better time to be, if you're going to have a kickoff of a story, is on Valentine's Day, the one holiday where couples redeclare their love for each other. So that is the starting point of the show. And I do all the characters. I play all the parts, my married friends. I play all my ex-girlfriend Tanya and also Elena. And I just do all the characters in the show.
And Chaz, as I understand, you saw the show, were impressed by it, and went backstage and met Peter, and then you ended up serving as director. How did that all come to pass?
Well, he was looking for a director at the time, I said, gee, this show is really great. I said, but we could even take this to the next level. And he said, well, I'm looking for a director. And I just said, hey, you know what? You got one. And, you know, Robert De Niro was very good to me 30 years ago, and ever since then, when I have an opportunity, if I see really talented people, to give them a break or to help them out, I like to do it. This is my third one-man show that I directed, so I enjoy doing it. It's my way of giving back, but when I saw Peter, I thought it was a historically funny show, and he's very talented.
Well, Chaz, what's the biggest challenge in mounting a one-man show?
Well, the whole thing in a one-man show, I know this sounds crazy, but it has to be really good, because you're by yourself, there's nobody else there. You know, a lot of one-man shows are just not that good. I mean, they range from being really bad to, like, okay, to, like, well, this is passable. But to get a really good one-man show, it has to be two things. It has to be really funny and really thoughtful with a lot of heart. Otherwise, it's hard to hold a lot of people there when you're by yourself.
Peter, you mentioned you'll be at the Regent Theater in Arlington the 14th through the 16th, and you've got a nice track record there as well, because you did your previous show, My Mother's Italian, My Father's Jewish, and I'm in Therapy, for the people there in Arlington.
National touring star of that show for the last 8 years, and when we were talking to Leland and Rick, the owners of the Regent, when I did My Mother's Italian, this was the past year, I said, you should really bring in my solo show. So they watched the video, they knew, of course, Chaz was the director. They go, well, when should we bring this in? I go, well, it's about Valentine's Day. I think Valentine's Day weekend would be the perfect time. And it just came together. So, you know, as Chaz liked it, I look at the absurdities of love, commitment, and relationships that everybody goes through, whether in your 20s, your 40s, your 50s, or even in your 70s. We're all people. We all have the human experience of of the battle of the sexes, of getting along.
And obviously, it will appeal to single guys, but Chaz, you've been married a long time, and this is a show that resonates even with married folk as well.
Oh, my God, yeah, absolutely. Whether you're married, single, divorced, getting divorced, or not, it's just, his mind of what Peter wrote is so close to what we all think about, but sometimes we're afraid to say. You know, like Peter always says, the longest relationship he's ever had is with T-Mobile.
No. That's the second. The longest I had is with Amazon's Alexa.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, you know, it's just a lot of funny stuff, and it just hits to the heart. And you can see the married people and the singing people in the audience just shaking their heads, going, yeah, that's me. Oh, yeah.
See, I'm the single guy for a long time, and Chaz is the married guy. So we were comparing notes, right? Going, I go, does this really happen in marriage? Chaz goes, yeah. I go, you're kidding me. He goes, no, we got to put it in the show. So as Chaz, who's, you know, been at the performances, I go, nothing makes me smile when you see a couple in the front row elbowing each other and giving each other a look. And we know we hit it on a third level of resonating, not just being funny, but truthful. So that's why, you know, the audiences keep coming back.
Right. They see the show and they can't wait to see it again. That's the main thing. So that's when you know they really like it. When you want to see a show again and you want to pay your money to get another ticket, that's when they really like it. And then you know.
Now, for the people lucky enough to be there on Friday night in Long Island at Port Washington, the Landmark Theater, you guys are also doing a Q&A after the show.
Yeah, we're doing a questions and answer afterwards, where people and all the guests could ask their questions about the show and about sharing their relationships. And sometimes the Q&A is as funny as the show is. We have a lot of fun doing that.
Because it's spontaneous. Oh, by the way, for the Regent Theater, we're having a promotion. You can give out 2 free tickets for each performance, and they can call into the theater and just give us, and we will give 2 comp for the 14th, the 15th, and 16th. And then we'll comp those 2 lucky people that call up to the station, and we will give them free admission.
That is wonderful. That sounds fantastic.
The gift of love and laughter, as they say.
Now, Chaz, growing up in Belmont, was the thought of going to Long Island exotic to you?
Back then, yes.
Remember that was.
Yeah, back then. I remember Jones Beach. If my mom and dad took us to Jones Beach, we went to Florida, man. That was like going to Florida.
The Bahamas.
That's like going to the Bahamas. We were really excited. I remember my dad would take us to Jones Beach. That was really something.
Chaz, you mentioned Robert De Niro and what a help he was to you. Can you tell the story of how you first met?
Well, I was doing my one-man show, A Bronx Tale, in L.A. I wrote it because, you know, I ran out of money, and I finally said, all right, they won't give me a great part, I'll write one myself. My dad wrote on a card, the saddest thing in life is wasted talent. And I was working as a doorman when I ran out of money. I said, all right, you know what? I'm going to write one myself. And I started writing about this killing that I saw. And I kept performing, writing more and more. And after almost a year, I had a 90-minute one-man show. And then I performed it, and bam, my life just changed. And every actor, movie star wanted to play Sonny. Every director wanted to direct it. Every studio head wanted to make it. But they didn't want to use me. They wanted to put a star in the role. And I said, no, I'm playing Sonny, and I write it. They offered me $250,000 to walk away. I said, no. Then they went to $500,000. I said, no. And then they went to $1 million. I had $200 in the bank, and again, I said no. And then finally, I did the show one night in a packed audience, and I walked off stage, and stage manager said, Robert De Niro's in your dressing room. He just saw the show. And I walked in the dressing room, and there was Bob De Niro, and he said to me, that's like an incredible, what's one of the greatest shows I've ever seen? He goes, I said, I know, Bob, but I want to play Sonny, and I want to write the screenplay. And he said, I know, but I'll tell you what I feel, he said. You should play Sonny, you'll be great, and you should write it because it's your life. I'll play your father, and I'll direct it, and we'll go partners. And that's the way it happened.
That's a remarkable story. Loved your work, too, by the way, through the years on Modern Family. What a great character you created in that.
Yeah, Shorty was I started out in comedy, so it was great to go in a great show like Modern Family and come back. I mean, but that's why when I saw Peter's show with the comic touch to it, it was right up my alley. So I just said, hey, man, this is funny. We can have a lot of fun with this. And so directing him, when you have somebody, a director's like a jockey. You get on a good racehorse, and you know, you got to take it to the finish line, and that's what it's like with Peter, you know. He's a racehorse. He's been a comic for a long time, and you just point him in the right direction, and it goes.
Now, Peter, have any of those exes of yours seen the show, and if so, did they have a reaction to your portrayal of them?
Actually,
well, a few have a restraining orders.
Yes, restraining orders. In fact, I have to choose my words very carefully now. This call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you this, Chess.
Yeah.
Two women that I've gone out with, going back to the 80s,
right,
are coming to the show Friday night at the Landmark.
Oh, great.
So it'll be, as I always say, the names have been changed to protect the guilty. They're coming. But as I say, all the stories are true. Of course, it's been heightened for theatrical purposes. And then my Iranian girlfriend that I talk about, her real name is Ariella, and I changed it to Elena. So when we talked recently, she says, oh, should have just used my name. I go, I didn't want another lawsuit.
So if they're coming, Chaz, maybe don't stand that close to them in the Q&A.
You know what? That would be funny. That would, I don't know if they would want that.
No, I don't think I should embarrass them. Because there are two women here that are my muse for my show, actually. But it's weird not to, you know, one of them I haven't seen since 84.
Wow.
This is frightening, man. This is like going back to the scene of the crime, really. But it's, you know, there, and, the, you know, I talk about internet dating, and it's very interesting because when Chaz was single and I've been single, it went to the digital age of online dating, and we get couples of all ages. Like, there was a couple in the front row up in Stewart when we were doing it, and they're laughing and laughing. They were 84, 85, at least. And they came up to us, and they said, we didn't want to say anything, but we met online. And they must have been obviously a second marriage. And they were laughing and laughing. So it just goes to prove that it crosses all ages and backgrounds. You know, like, you know, love is love. Whether you're, you know, of course, when you're at this age, at this point, as I always tell Chaz, when a couple gets married in their 80s, it's basically to say to each other, did you take your pills today?
That's about it.
The show is called Till Death Do Us Part, You First, this Friday night at the Landmark Theater, Main Street in Port Washington. And then the 14th through the 16th in Arlington, Massachusetts, that's at the Regent Theater. And we'll tell you more about that, how to get tickets, and we'll have a chance for you to win tickets to see the show. And Peter, if people want to follow where the show is around the country, there's also a website they can check out for that information.
Till Death Do Us Part, theplay.com. That's Till Death Do Us Part, theplay.com. Just go to tour dates on the drop-down menu, and you'll see wherever I am going to be.
Well, gentlemen, it's great to talk with both of you. Thanks to our friend Ken for setting this all up. And Chaz, Peter, we wish you continued success with the show, and thank you so much for visiting with us today.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Chaz Palminteri, Peter Fogle. And it's called Till Death Do Us Part, You First. And details a little later on how you could get tickets. You want to head on down to Arlington, Mass. Or if you're listening down in Massachusetts, we'll give you a chance to win tickets right here on Downtown.